All right, we're hanging out with Luke Quaranta of the band, the group. This is going to be a legendary group. Toubab Crew, spelt Toubabkrewe. Man, you guys are hot. How you doing, Luke?
Good, man. I'm doing great. Just in Columbus, Ohio. About to make our way down the road to Cincinnati tonight.
Yeah, I'm checking out your schedule right now, man. And you guys are, you're at the House of Blues tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night in Cleveland, House of Blues.
Yeah, man. And then you're just everywhere. And then you're going to catch up with our neck of the woods on April the 5th. You'll be at Pearl Street in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Exactly.
And then right down the road at the Main Pub in Manchester, Connecticut. Will this be your first time at the Main Pub?
Yeah, it will be, actually. And Northampton. We've played Boston a few times and played Providence. This will be our first time in Northampton and our first time in
Northampton's a happening place.
Cool.
Totally.
Yeah, there's a ton of colleges there, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of, there's like four cool clubs right in a row in the same little block. It's a real happening spot. And the Main Pub down here in Manchester is a real nice spot for you guys. I'm very excited that you're coming there, and we're going to do our best to at least get people to check out your music, because I just got your CDs in the mail, including a live one.
Yeah, that's like a little four-song live EP that we put out this year from a show we did in actually in Tennessee. And yeah, it's a little different than the studio stuff.
Yeah, it's really hot. You have it's a self-titled CD, correct, Toubab Crew?
Yeah, it's self-titled. CD.
Yeah, and this came out what year?
We released it nationally in 2006, summer of 2006.
Okay. I just got it the other day, like 2 minutes before I was doing a fill-in show, and I already spun Devil Woman.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's about as far as I got into even hearing any music, because I just got it. We already introduced that one to people's thirsty ear holes, and we'll be playing a bunch more before April 6th comes to town. You're getting some really interesting and great press that I'm reading about here. And, how would you, if you had to describe what you guys are up to, how would you like it to be described?
I guess the best way that, we describe it is kind of a melange or a mix of styles, American styles that we grew up with, and then all of our influences in West Africa that we've really honed over the last, like a mix of the styles we grew up with, American blues and rock and soul music and other things with this, love of West African music and our travels over the last 8 years over there to places like Guinea and Ivory Coast and Mali.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mix of those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, you must have had some really wild, eye-opening experiences, because now that I've had a chance to sample a little bit more of the music, certainly the live music, what's coming out of there, what's coming out of your instruments and your hearts and souls is very unique and blended well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, it's fresh and new and exciting, and I had the opportunity and privilege to be hanging out with Vue Farcatori when he was touring around here recently.
We saw him up at the festival in the desert, did a big soiree for his father, Ali, this year.
Yes.
Everyone from Tumani Diabate to Umu Sangare played as a part of that.
Mama Sissoko.
It was there, and it was really good to see him and see him doing well and touring the States right now.
Yeah, he just went back home a little bit ago, and I caught a couple of his shows, and I got to say, oh, man. He's got a similar blend kind of going on. He's mixing in reggae, and he's mixing in... At one time, I closed my eyes, and I thought Chuck Berry was up there jamming.
Okay.
He's introduced a little bit of rock and roll flavor to it as well. It's
definitely.
You guys would be a very interesting billing, the two of you guys.
Yeah, we would. Hopefully that can happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty good pals with the guys at Modiba.
Oh, okay, good. Those guys are kind of based, or they came out of Wesleyan, right?
Correct, yeah, they're out of Wesleyan, yeah.
Yeah, I emailed back and forth to them a couple times.
They're nice cats.
Yeah.
So that is something that could happen definitely down the road. But speaking of down the road, I mean, your road is filled up right now. What do you see for the end of the summer? You're going to kind of take it easy? You're going to make another, for a month or two, you're going to make another album?
Yeah, well, the schedule runs us up through the Northeast, April 14th, B.B. King's in New York, and then we come down and do some stuff in the Southeast. And we're actually going to go across and play Wakarusa June 7th.
Yeah, I see that.
Kansas, and then from there, the dates aren't up yet, but from there we're going to go to Colorado and then maybe a quick stop in the Southwest, probably go all the way from San Diego to Seattle again.
Ooh.
And San Diego and L.A. and San Francisco and maybe Sacramento, and we're going to be at High Sierra.
All right.
High Sierra Music Festival.
Oh.
And then make our way back make our way back for the end of July at Floyd Fest. Yeah, and then maybe have a little break in August.
Okay.
A week off, and then we get back into it. It's Moe Summer Camp. We're doing that.
Oh, right on, right on.
And we've got something on the books in Michigan, a guitar festival, Wawa Guitar Festival or something like that.
Wow, man.
It pretty much, the way we've been doing it since we started, it's been pretty heavy. We've been going out for eight or nine weeks and then having a couple weeks off or getting into the studio right off tour, you know, and then take a little time to be with friends and family and then get right back out.
I know that it's going to be worth anybody's time to take a peek at what you guys are up to. The best opportunity for folks in my area, like I said, April 5th and April 6th, April 6th being right down the road here in Manchester, Connecticut, so that's not far at all. If folks want to check more out about you guys online, they can go to, I think the better place right now is myspace.com/2bob, T-O-U-B-A-B, crew, K-R-E-W-E, all together. And really go check it out, flip through, look at that beefy schedule that's going on, but you're playing some really hot spots, man.
Definitely, man. We've been having a really good time on this tour, and we're touring with Toots and the Maytals right now.
Yeah, I heard that. I had spoken
doing about 8 dates with them, and having a really good time playing some great rooms, and it's good to connect with all the guys and girls in that band. So
yeah, I had talked to Toots a little while back. He's a cool cat.
Definitely.
That's another nice billing. See, you guys are so I think versatile that you could they can bill you just about anywhere, and you're going to have some success, I hope.
Yeah, you know, we've done some stuff with Toots. We've done some openers with STS9.
Oh, really?
Which works really well because, again, that's instrumental music, a
yep.
little more on the electronic side, but that's a instrumental. And we've done some other neat stuff. We've opened for Rusted Root one time, and there's been some good matchups. And we have a good time, doing that kind of stuff.
Now, quickly, if you could, what kind of instruments will people be eyeballing on the stage if they do make it to the show at the main pub?
Well, like I said, we have West Africa is a big influence. All the percussion is West African based. Djembe and calabash is a big gourd instrument
yep.
from Mali. Karanye is a metal scraper, and then a krin, which is kind of coastal Guinea. Drum set, bass, and guitar, and then Justin actually plays two different West African harps. One is called a kora. The 21 string from Mali.
Beautiful,
really old
yeah.
instrument.
And very then, familiar, yeah.
And then the Kamelangoni is a more modern harp. It's called a young man's harp.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a 12 string. It came from the 6 string hunter's harp. And in the 50s, the younger artists started putting 12 strings on it. And it's pentatonically tuned. So that's the second harp. And then he also plays guitar. So there's quite a bit of instrumentation from West Africa, from Mali and Guinea and Ivory Coast.
Real cool. That's going to be a treat that folks better buckle down for. You know, now, you think the crowd will get up and boogie or what?
Oh, man.
They better.
I don't know if we've played a show in the 2.5 years we've been together that at least one person hasn't danced.
Yeah, so this is get up, have a good time, lose yourself in the moment music, man.
Definitely.
And I definitely want to let folks know, they say stay right here and they can certainly hear more of your music on Green Arrow Radio. TOUBABKREWE. Everybody, go check them out. I want to thank you for spending just a few moments, and I'll be sure to catch up with you at the main pub.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I wish you well and safe travels until then.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Mr. G.
All right, man. Peace.